Good here this morning.
God is good.
You got your Bibles? Turn with me. Turn the sword of the Spirit. This is the Spirit's sword. This is the Holy Ghost's sword. So you need this Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. It'll help you fight your battles. It'll give you faith to overcome. So turn with me into Psalms. Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. It's not actually the trees and the rocks on that hillside going to help me, but it's who stands behind them and who made those mountains.
Yeah.
I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. How many believes he's big enough, if he made the galaxies and the earth and everything, that he can take care of me?
Yeah.
He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that what keepeth, look at the word keepeth thee will not slumber.
Yeah.
Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Look at verse 5. The Lord is thy keeper.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve, that's another word for keep.
Yeah.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Yes.
I titled this message, Lord, keep me.
Keep me.
I know you'll keep me.
Oh, God, keep me.
I know that you will keep me.
Yes.
Now, Paul wrote to Timothy, his son in the faith, Son, you know my manner of life. You know about my sufferings for Christ. You are acquainted with my hardships in serving my Lord Jesus to save me and call me.
Yes.
You have witnessed my bonds and my chains in carrying this gospel of salvation that saves and heals and sets free.
Yeah.
You're acquainted. You know my life. You've seen what I went through.
Yeah. Right.
2 Timothy 1:12, Brother J.R. Nevertheless, Paul set all of that up to this point. Nevertheless means yet in spite of it all.
Yes.
Right.
Can you say it?
Come on.
Yes. In spite of it all.
In spite of it all.
Nevertheless, but still yet, anyhow, regardless, for all of that, Timothy, nevertheless, I am not ashamed.
Praise God.
Woo! Hallelujah. For I know, K-N-O-W, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against or until that day. I know him. He's brought me through the thick and the thin. I've learned in whatever state that I have been in to be content. I know how to abound. I know how to be at rock bottom. I know how to be lifted up. I know what it feels like to be beaten and stoned and be in shipwrecks three different times. I know what it is to have a cat of nine tails and be chastened and whipped. I carry in my body the marks and the scars of Jesus Christ. But there's something burning in my heart. It still burns and it churns down deep in me. And it is the call of God. He called me that day a long time ago on the road to Damascus. And Christ came, that very one I was persecuting. I did not realize I did it in ignorance. And he knew that. And the Lord chose me because he knew that I was a fighter, and he was going to put something in me and turn me around to fight for something good. I tell you, I wanted to harm everybody, Timothy, but since the love of Christ constrained me, and he came into my heart, and he changed me, and now I love him with everything in my soul. I love my God. I love this gospel. I live by the gospel, and that word that I preach, it touches me, and it keeps me. Can I tell you this morning, if you'll love and serve God, that Holy Ghost will keep you. I said he'll keep you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, yeah. He'll keep
you. There's a light shining.
Yeah.
There's a light burning in my heart, and it's never went out. He stood before Agrippa. Listen, chains and bonds. Bring him out here. Listen to the chains are rattling. Paul said, I'm not ashamed to answer for myself.
That's right. Yeah. Not ashamed.
I'll tell you what happened to me, King Agrippa. You're sitting on that throne and you're looking at it, and a man looks bound. He said, but the word of God in me is not bound.
Yes.
Right. Holy, 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 holy. He said, Agrippa, he said, I have not been disobedient to that heavenly vision.
Right.
I know what God gave me, and it's still keeping me alive.
Amen.
Nevertheless, in spite of it all, still yet, regardless, devil, anyhow, and for all of that, I am not ashamed.
Right.
For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. Is anybody in the house persuaded?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what God's done for you? Do you really realize the prayers he's answered?
Yeah.
What he's already brought you through and going to?
Yeah. Amen.
It ain't over.
Right.
I'm not ashamed. I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. What day are you talking about, Paul? Till the day that Jesus calls me home.
Yeah.
Commentators believe that he ministered for 25 years. 25 years of being bitten, or beaten rather, not bitten. But let me get it right. Beaten and whipped. 25 years. Paul's is saying, when he's done with me, he'll call for me, and not until then.
Right.
Holy, 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 holy. Listen, I'm not leaving until my work is finished. When my labors are through and my service is complete, then God will call me.
Right.
But until that day, until that time, I am persuaded that he will and shall keep me, because I have committed my heart and my life to him in his service.
Right.
How many saying, here is my life. I have given it to you. My service. My heart, soul, and body, God.
Amen. Yeah.
Through it all, he's helped me, Timothy.
Through it all.
Through it all.
Yeah.
Through it all, he's been with me.
Yeah.
And I know him. Nevertheless, Timothy, through it all.
Through it all.
In spite of my trials, Timothy.
Yeah.
Regardless of all the wrongs. I feel God, Jason.
Yeah.
All the bad.
Yeah.
Regardless. All my sufferings.
Right.
In spite of it. All of my letdowns. Hallelujah. I have trusted. I have held on.
Right.
And he has not failed me.
Right.
He's come through. When it was the darkest, Brother Chalky came through.
Right.
Can you say, preacher, let the Lord help me this morning to hold on, even when I don't understand? I tie a knot in the end of the rope and say, I trusted God to this point, and I'm still, raise your hand and praise Him, I'm still holding on. He never fails. He cannot lie.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He's never left me.
Never left me.
I will trust Him.
Come on now.
I know what I feel in my heart.
Yeah.
Sometimes our bodies can lock us in a prison.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But that don't mean your heart is bound.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Timothy, my son in the faith, he's proved faithful.
Yeah.
I've been in places I didn't think I'd ever get out of it, Timothy. But God wasn't through with me.
God is faithful.
He's not done with me, Timothy.
Right.
He's kept me all because I was committed. That is the part. I was committed.
Right.
I am committed, Timothy. I am committed. I'm committed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm committed.
Committed.
I'm committed. I'm doing everything in my ability that He's called me to do.
Yeah.
You'll never go wrong.
That's right.
Sometimes you'll have to step out when there ain't nothing to step on and say, God, I believe you.
Right.
Yes. Come on.
Holy Lord.
Yes.
Paul told Timothy, listen. 1 Timothy 6:20. Oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. God's called you, son, into His service.
God's called you.
And if I can make it, so can you.
That's right.
Fear not the persecutions. Fear not the hardships. Be a good soldier, Timothy. If I can make it, God's given me grace. He'll keep you.
Yeah.
It's His grace, my son, that keeps. Hallelujah. Listen. Oh, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Has God done something for you? Has God put something in your life?
Yeah.
Has He given something in your heart?
Right.
That He's trusted you with? Can He trust you?
Come on.
To be obedient?
Yeah.
Can He trust you, listen, to keep serving Him?
Yeah, come on.
When it looks bad, when things go wrong?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Kenny?
Kenny?
Will you still be here?
Come on now.
Come on.
Will you still love Him?
Come on.
I prayed and prayed and prayed over this and wept and cried. I walked in my study. As soon as I walked into the study, I raised both hands like this and the Spirit just come all over me. Said, start writing. Start writing.
Yes.
Are you committed?
Come on now. I'm committed.
Oh, dear. Holy Lord. Has God called us? I'm a worker. There's workers in here, but there's some people. You might not have a gift. You might not have a talent. You might not feel like that God's called you. Listen, you might not sing. You might not play music. You might not teach. You might not preach. You might not have any gifts you feel like. But if God's called you, He's trusted in you to serve Him.
That's right.
Come on. He's put His trust in you to be committed.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on. Every one of us. God said, get in your truck, son. I told Mary, I got to go down to that man I used to work with. He's retired. I've got him on my heart. I pulled in there, and he just got off on the diesel lawnmower. And I walked up. His wife seen me, and she come over there. She's here. He's right here. And I looked at him, and I said, I'm getting ready to go. After we've made a lot of talk, Brother Earl, where I'm getting ready to go. I said, but the reason that I'm here, I said, Bobby, I said, you remember that time that you rolled that Toyota truck and rolled it over the hill and over on the railroad tracks, busted the windows out of it, you rolled out of it, you come in all scarred up. You remember on the job that I walked up to you on the floor, he was running the crane. I said, Bobby, remember when I walked up to you and I put my finger in the middle of your chest and I said, Bobby, God had mercy on you. He spared you to keep you from dying lost, Bob.
Yeah,
right.
I looked at her and I said, do you go to church? You all go to church? She went like this, honest. I said, she went, no. I said, you better get in. You and Bobby get in. She said, I've been going to this church down here on 75. It's next past Spring Valley. They're a big church on the right. She said, I've been going there. Said, Bob don't want to go. Oh, God help us. You got a mouth. You got a testimony. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Yeah. Can God trust us? Are we committed enough to say, Jesus, I love you for saving me? I know heaven's my home. Can I be a witness for you?
Right.
Can I testify for you? Can I tell others how good you've been?
Yeah.
Can I invite them to church? You say, I don't have any gifts and any talents. You got a witness.
Yeah.
God pulled both of my feet out of hell, Brother Chuck. I had one in and the other was slipping. And God, by His mercy, lifted me out of a horrible pit. That's the reason I pulled my glasses off over here when the singers sing. And I raise my hands and with the tears are flowing, I say, praise you, Lord. I thank you. I give you all. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise Him. I give you, Lord, my life, body, soul, mind, and spirit.
Yeah. Praise God. Lord, we praise you.
Are you committed? I felt the Holy Ghost just walk in here. Slip your hands to Him. Jesus. The same God of Apostle Paul is our God. The same God who put that fire in Timothy is our God. I'm persuaded more right now than I've ever been.
Lord. Yes.
Time is short. It's short.
Oh.
Let's pray for one another, children, in this hour. Pray one for another. Let's love one another. Come on. Glory to God.
Yes.
I want to look at this four-letter word, Sister Missy, keep.
Keep.
I want to deal this morning with this word, keep. That little four-letter word is one of the most important words in all of Scripture. Look all of your Bible through and you'll not find a more valuable and serious word than the word keep. It carries a sense of great worth and the sweetest security. It is for sure that nothing you will ever give God will be lost. He keeps it. It is safe in His hand for all of eternity. Looking back over your life this morning, preacher, I surely know about that word keep in the past sense. My God has truly kept me from death. Many times the devil would have liked to hurt me, snuff me out, tangle me up, and destroy me. But God kept me from evil. He kept back my soul from going down in the pit.
Yes.
And to be swallowed up with grief. Can I say I could have been washed away many times by the spiritual floodwaters, but God's hand of mercy would not let go. He held me and would not let me go under.
Yes.
His grace has kept me.
Kept me.
Alicia, I feel this morning.
Wow.
Ooh, holy, holy, sweet Holy Ghost. We need him. I've taught 5 weeks on the Holy Ghost. He's come by this morning to give us a word that God will keep you, the good times and the bad.
Oh, God.
Nevertheless, today at this very hour, I'm still committed.
Yes.
I'm still committed. There are 31,102 verses in our Bible. And there's an humble man mentioned in just two little verses. He had a heart for God, and he prayed a prayer over 3,300 years ago. And the Lord heard it and thought that his little prayer was so touching and important that he had the Holy Ghost and the writer to record it. 1 Chronicles 4:9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, that's a feeling of the soul. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me right here. And that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Oh, what a prayer. Lord, keep me. Keep me from going astray. Keep me, hallelujah, strong. Keep me true. Keep me, Lord.
Yeah.
Keep me.
Yeah.
And we can pray that prayer, children.
Yes.
Until we turn blue, but there's things that we must do also.
Right. Amen. You're right.
Holy.
Yes.
Holy. Holy, he's here.
Yes, he is.
I feel him.
Yes, he is.
I feel, my Jesus. Right. Ain't nothing my God can't do.
That's right.
Ain't a problem too big, Brother Chuck, he cannot handle. Everything I owe, everything I have, I owe to him. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, the majesty. Oh, the majesty. The desire and hope in this little four-letter word. The word keep in all of its forms is used over 400 times in our Bible. That's more than once for every day of the year of our life. And some left over. He's going to keep me.
Yes.
You know what the definition of keep is? Keep means to hold on to and not let go.
Yeah.
Not let go.
Don't let go.
To retain in your own power and possession.
Yeah.
Not to lose or part with. To guard and protect.
Yeah.
The word keep. I know this is elementary. And I hope I never bore you as being a teacher. But the word keep is never passive. It don't just sit down and fold its arms.
Right.
It's an action word. It's filled with determination and desire. Keep will see the beauty and the importance of something that's worth holding on to. And it's never, ever willing to part with it.
Yeah.
God says all through his word, if you keep me, and if you keep my word, I will keep you.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I mean, he can say, Tommy, he has kept me. Oh, let's see your hand. Let me see your hand. He's still keeping me. Hallelujah.
He's keeping me. Glory to God.
Proverbs 4:4, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. A lot of people don't want to live, they've given up on life. God said, if you'll come to me and serve me and be committed to me, you will live. Proverbs 7:2, keep my law as the apple of thine eye, behold it with thine eyes, and listen to it preach, and get it in the midst of thine heart, for it is life unto those that find it, and health to all of their flesh. And I tell you, this word will heal you, this word will set you free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is it in your life right now that you possess and you love and you hold dear? Remember, every good thing that you have and you enjoy, God gave it to you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
He's blessed you and given you life, and every gift and every ability that you possess is God's benevolence right to you.
Right.
What are we giving him back? Lord, I offer you the fruit of my lips. My mouth shall praise thee. What are you giving him? Every breath you take here this morning in this service, every step you take is God's mercy and grace to you.
That's right.
You are not your own. You're bought with a price. God is worth holding on to and serving.
Right.
Did you know that we're kingdom heirs? We're heirs to the kingdom, Brother J.R.
Yes.
Right.
It's a spiritual kingdom. Christ is the king of this kingdom. And this kingdom is full of riches. Jesus said in Matthew 13:44, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth the field. What's he saying? The man that found the treasure says, nobody's taken my field from me. It's full of treasure. I've given all to buy that field, and I am keeping it. I'm holding on to it,
yes,
to what I found.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sold all that he had.
Yes.
Elementary teaching, Brother Jason.
Sold it all.
But how much do we value spiritual things?
Right.
How much do you cherish your salvation and the freedom that you do have here in America?
Yeah.
That we have left. Don't forget God.
Yes.
Remember God's instruction to Adam. When God created Adam in Genesis 2, he put him in the Garden of Eden, a beautiful paradise filled with good things. Listen. And told him, says, Adam, dress it and keep it. Keep it, Adam. There's another presence lurking in the garden, and this evil being wants to take it all away from you.
Yep.
Everywhere you go in your life, you'll be faced with things.
Yes.
This world, Brother Chuck, is full of voices. It's full of spirits.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
They're lurking around to take away God's mind, God, people's mind for
right.
God. Lord, help me. Raise your little hand. Say, help me this morning, Lord.
Yes,
help me this morning, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Keep guard my heart and my mind this morning, Lord. Oh, Lord, don't let me forget what you've given me, Jesus. Job was tempted. He was tried by fire. You ever been in the fire? His 10 kids were killed by a storm. He struck sick with sore boils all over his body. He lost his appetite. He couldn't eat. He could not sleep. It's in there. Lost his wealth and his livestock, his servants and his handmaids. Listen, they walked away.
Yeah.
His kinfolks left him. It's there. His wife even pulled away and stood at a distance observing his sickness and trials. Because Job said her breath was strange to me. She didn't even come near him. Job said in 23:8, I looked for God on my right hand and on my left. He wasn't there. I looked ahead of me. I couldn't see him. And not even behind me. I couldn't perceive him. But Job uttered these words, my foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
His way. Have I kept?
Yes.
Curse God and die. If that's what it takes for you to get out of your suffering.
Yeah.
Job looked up, sitting in the pile of ashes. He said, woman, you speak like a foolish woman. He said, naked came I into this world. Naked shall I return thither. He said, till the Lord calls me home, I want to hold on to my integrity.
Sir,
it'll not always be this way.
Right.
Amazing God would give me this. It ain't always going to be this way.
Right.
The tables are going to turn. There's coming a breakthrough. There's coming a turn. Yeah. There's coming a change. He said, all the days of my appointed time, Elisha, I will wait till my change comes. God's going to turn. God's going to change the situation.
Right.
Hallelujah. He said, my foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. He knows right where I am. And when this trial is over, I'm coming out of it like gold. Hallelujah. Job 27 and 6. My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. I could have surrendered if I wanted to. I could give up. But I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep on serving God. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to stay committed. I'm keeping my faith. Yeah. When it's hot in the fire, I'm coming out of it.
Hey, yeah. Praise God.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost through Solomon said in Proverbs 3 and 1 as I get ready to close, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long night life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs 4:4, he taught me also and said unto me, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom and get understanding and forget it not. Forsake her not and she shall preserve thee. Love her and she shall keep thee. How many wants God to keep you?
Yeah.
Keep me, Lord.
Amen.
Everything that I have, everything that I'm on, what I think I own is just borrowed. God gave it to start with.
Yep.
In ending, for God to keep us and bless us, there are certain things that we must do.
Right.
To be victorious and overcome this world and endure our trials and make it to heaven, there's things that we must do. Number one, I've got three.
Oh.
Number one, Deuteronomy 23:9, God is a warning his people Israel, I'm leading and I'm guiding you. I'm bringing you into the land that I promised you. And when you get there and enter it, keep thee from every wicked thing.
Yep.
The land is filled with sin, Israel, filled with idolatry, filled with lust of every kind. Be on your guard. Be not as the heathen. Don't mix with them. Be on guard. Keep thee from every wicked thing. Number two, 1 John 5:22. John the beloved disciple wrote, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Don't let anything become an idol in your life. Listen, are you listening this morning? Don't let anything become an idol in your life that'll steal and take away your love and your devotion to God. Don't let anything come between you and God. Raise your hand and praise Him this morning.
Thank you, Jesus, here this morning.
Jude 21, keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep the love for God in your heart. Keep the love and respect for God in your heart. Keep the love and respect for others in your heart.
Yeah. Praise God.
Proverbs 29 and 18, he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And I can tell you this morning, if you're where you need to be with God, you will be a happy saint. You might have troubles, you might have trials, but there'll be a joy in here. And you'll worship no matter where you are. You'll worship the Lord and you'll be glad that you're saved. Hallelujah to God. No matter who you're among, you can worship the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Woo! Hallelujah to God. Proverbs 28, 29, and 18, he that keepeth the law, happy is he. If you do your part, God will do his part.
Amen.
How many believes that Jesus, when he saved you, he'll keep you?
Yes.
Would you stand? Jude 24.
All he'll keep us.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling.
Keep you from falling.
And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory.
Thank you, Lord.
With exceeding joy.
Exceeding joy.
Read that, Brother Jason, to him.
Which one?
Right there.
Jude 24. Now unto him that is able
to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Peter said, it is the way. In 1 Peter 1 and 5, we who are kept, we who are what?
Kept.
Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
It's the last time.
Last time.
It's the last time. This is the roundup.
Come on.
It's the roundup. Yes. We're just about ready to go home. How many's ready? Come on.
Yeah.
Let's find a place and say, Jesus, touch my heart.
To be ready,
feel my heart this morning with a desire.
Feel my heart.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me consolation that my trials come to only make me strong.
Precious lonely hours, my Jesus, let me know.